Dennis and Jamar podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
Give me a sign.
Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Aries.
You need a schedule in order to function, but there are going to be some unforeseen events that push you off your routine. Don't freak out. It's time for you to ask for help and talk about your anxiety.
Taurus.
You have so much going for you, but you may feel like you're not going anywhere. Don't stress over it. You'll soon realize your potential.
Gemini.
It's the beginning of a very busy time right now for you. You're going to need to be on top of every little detail or else everything may fall through the cracks and you cannot afford that.
Cancer.
It feels like your life is lacking some excitement. Well, today you're going to get a full load of it.
Leo.
You're always thinking of others and putting their needs above yours, Leo. But today it's going to be all about you.
Virgo.
There's a loving energy in the air for you and your partner to spend a day in each other's company. Yeah, you know, things have been tough for you guys, but today it's going to be good for you both.
Libra.
In case you need a reminder, you're an awesome person and you need to face the day with confidence. You just have to believe.
Scorpio.
Some great news could come today and turn your life upside down. Embrace this change.
Sagittarius.
You're dying for some adventure, Sag. It doesn't have to be a huge one. Just try to find the perfect thing to get your mental health on track again.
Capricorn.
You'll finally be able to let go of some negative energy, but by doing this, you'll be able to connect with your partner on a whole new level, and the two of you will be happier now more than ever.
Aquarius.
You're looking to experience life more today, but you know you just can't jet off. You have to find a way to get new experiences, but still stay true to yourself.
Pisces.
You haven't heard from a friend for a while, so reach out to catch up with them. This friend is more like family, and you need to treat them that way.
There it is. Monday morning's horoscopes. Check them out right now online at chum1045.com on the Marilyn Dennis and Jamar page.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Yum, yum. Tastes like a Monday. If Monday had a flavor, what would it be?
Okay, what flavor would Monday be? What a great question. It would be the...
Would it taste like licorice? The most hated candy on earth?
No, it would be the...
Would it taste like tears?
It would be aftertaste of the licorice. That lingering thing.
Yum.
It's lingering. It's not great, but you know it's here, and so you brush your teeth and start a new week.
There it is. How was your weekend?
It was good. You know, we had our granddaughter over for a sleepover. She actually slept, which was great. Great Saturday to go for a walk and chalk up the sidewalk and, you know, do all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, yesterday was just chill. I just stayed home and laundry and did things and was happy to just be at home. Because sometimes I figure, you know, after the lockdown, we've been at home for so long.
Yes.
Yesterday, I was like, I just am so happy to be home. Which was a complete, I just said to Azalea this morning, complete change from last year at this time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, last year this time was...
I was at home.
Different world.
Different world. We were talking about changing up our winter coats and our sweaters, right, Azalea?
Yeah.
And that...
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready to do it.
But we're not... I don't think the weather's ready for us yet. Anyway, no. How was your weekend?
It was all the outdoor, you know, just being outside, nice. Enjoying the sunshine. This was the perfect weather weekend.
Loved it.
Couldn't ask for more.
Loved it.
You know?
Saturday was nice.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Saturday was perfect.
So that was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sunshiny, not too hot. You know, you don't need a coat really. Yeah. Just a small sweatshirt or something like that. Yeah. A black hoodie, if I might say so myself.
His uniform.
You know how I roll.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending? Let me know, let me know.
Since the Raptors are no longer in the playoffs, we have at least the NHL playoffs with the Toronto Maple Leafs to look forward to. So game one is tonight at 7:30. And of course, just like Jurassic Park, Maple Leaf Square is going to be hosting the tailgate tonight for the game. So if anyone listening wants to head over there, you still have to get mobile passes, which are free. So you just have to go to scotiabankarena.com. And I feel like a lot of people are way more excited about the Blue Jays and their winning streak then people are excited about the Maple Leafs and
DeBlanc. Well, it's a very funny day because it was on this day in 1967 that's when we last won the Stanley Cup. So it's a little kind of today. So, yeah. And it's the Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, not a bad team. So
right.
A little nervous about that, yeah.
I mean, at least the excitement will be there.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's a hockey game. What can we say? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But we're excited about the Blue Jays because it's May 2nd.
Oh, yeah. So many baseball fans downtown this
weekend. Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
Everyone enjoying, you know, being outside again.
I do like seeing it. It looks cool.
It's cool.
It does.
Especially when I was here on Saturday or I can't remember what day. Sunday was the game.
Yeah.
And I saw everybody walking around here in their Blue Jays gear.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it is nice.
But if you're not going to be watching the Leafs tonight, you might be surfing the internet for Met Gala looks because tonight is the Met Gala. The dress code is white tie affair, so even dressier than black tie. So there's an emphasis on gilded glamour. So that gilding glamour, I found an article of what you could expect from that dress code.
Okay.
It's supposed to be corsets, gloves, high necklines, satin velvet tulle and silk.
Gosh, I can't remember the last time I wore a corset.
What about some jewel tones or ruffles, feathers, bows?
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like the Gilded Age, doesn't it?
That's exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I think people are going to take inspiration from that.
Yeah.
From that show. So this is the first time in 2 years that it's returning to a digital timing as the first Monday in May. So the last one was on September 3rd, I believe. It was in September.
Yeah.
And the theme is In America, an Anthology of Fashion.
You know, first of all, I hope the weather's going to be great in New York. And secondly, not to do that tent. Remember that tent they had last year? It was like this tent. And then you saw people get out of their cars and then go right into the tent. And we couldn't see anything on those beautiful steps.
Right.
That's the whole thing. Ta-da.
But normally May is warmer, right? But maybe that was September. So it must have been cold out. Yeah. But we'll see. But Regina King, Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and Lin-Manuel Miranda, they're all co-chairs, a.k.a. hosts. And there is a live stream happening of the red carpet, which is being hosted by Vanessa Hudgens and Lala Anthony. That's at 6 o'clock. So I'm going to try to watch as much of that as I can so I can see what stars are there. And we normally know what stars are showing up. Katy Perry, you know, she's worn that chandelier look 1 year. She wore the hamburger look 1 year. But Tom Ford actually called her out this weekend, pretty much saying, like, this is not a costume party.
Okay.
It's a gala.
Yeah.
I
wonder if Rihanna's going to be there because she's always
great. Rihanna is there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she'll not show up. She'll probably show up last. She'll probably show up late. Mm. But she'll probably be there. She'll probably be there with ASAP Rocky. But in my next trending, I have some rumors to talk to you about that. But we'll wait till then.
Remember that outfit that he wore? He wore a quilt. Like he was wrapped in a quilt.
Yes. It was a classic quilt.
And let me tell you what's happening in fashion right now. Quilted jackets, quilted like your grandma's bedspread.
Well, Rihanna
knows.
That's
what's in. She knows. I'm telling you. Thanks, Azalea.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
This guy's amazing. It's a guy in Brazil named Walter Orthman. Walter Orthman just turned 100 years old this month.
Oh.
And he just set a world record for longest career at the same company. He started working at the company he works at, a textile company.
Yeah.
He started working there at the age of 15.
Oh, my gosh. Started where?
He started in the mailroom. Oh. And he worked his way up in the mailroom, went to sales, and now he's the sales manager. He's been doing this job for 84 years.
84 years? Must love that job.
He's got to love it.
No plans to retire?
Or else he's a glutton for punishment. No retirement plans in the future or in sight. 84 years for the same company. So everyone right now should think, since you were 15, how many different companies have you worked? I can't even count. I mean, gosh, I definitely, French when I was 15, I'd definitely miss some things. How many companies have you worked for? He's worked for one. And now that he has broken the record for longest time at a company, every single day he's breaking his own record because he's there another day past the longest time.
And if he wasn't doing a great job, he wouldn't be there.
True.
Like if he wasn't doing sales and bringing in some income, they would say, listen, it's really nice working with you, but it's time to go.
I mean, in 84 years also, think about all the things that he's dodged, the economic changes. I'm sure, I don't know, there may have been a merger or something. You know, usually you get people get fired when the companies merge.
Right, they get new management.
New management.
Yeah.
You know, they downsize and they trim the fat off of the off of the workforce.
And technology has changed dramatically.
Another thing.
He's had to learn how to do that, too.
Gets computered out, AI'd out.
Right.
Automated out. Like, all the things that could really eliminate someone's job. I mean, he hasn't done anything inappropriate.
No.
Hasn't called anyone any names or touched anyone in any places. Like, he's dodged all of it, and he's still there.
After he's still there, and he drives himself.
That's a feat.
That is a great. I didn't touch anyone for 84 years. These days, that's a great thing to, you know. You should get the I didn't touch anyone.
I didn't touch anyone, yeah. But apparently he still drives himself to work. That's an independent kind of guy.
Yeah, I like that.
But so long as you ever work for any company.
I would say
10?
About maybe 10 years. Yeah. 10 years is probably the longest I've ever worked for a company. You?
Next month on this station?
Yeah.
36.
Wow, 36 years.
Yeah.
36 years next month.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Thanks.
Not many people can say that. Obviously, we're talking about one of them.
Yeah.
But 36 years with one company is incredible.
Well, I've got goals now, right? I got goals. I'm still drive myself to work, which is good.
Yes.
Right?
That's all right.
But it's really unheard of now that, because especially as post-pandemic.
Yeah.
How many things have changed? Like you said, downsizing, mergers, acquisitions. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, this great resignation, this guy, that doesn't even come into his mind. He loves what he does. He's got purpose. He's still good at it. He stayed with the times. That's pretty impressive.
Well, it's a fantastic stat.
Yeah.
For anyone who's even close like yourself. Fantastic statistic.
Thank
close
you very like much.
Yourself. I mean, that's as close as it gets, really.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're working at a company longer than, say, 50 years, let us know.
Baby, wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
84 years at the same company.
Yeah.
Yep. A guy in Brazil has broken the record for longevity on the job. He's 100 years old, and now every single day he breaks his own record, being there yet another day past the original record, which he's broken.
That's pretty impressive.
Can anyone beat that?
I don't think so. There was a lady that was working for the U.S. Forestry Service, and she was like 100 when she left, but I don't know that she put in 84. Four of her years doing that. I mean,
she's older than some of the trees that she was actually surveying.
That were planted.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Literally.
No, it's just like amazing. And she loves being outside and she just retired. So, you know, it's pretty impressive how people fall in love with the job. People love them having the job. They show up, they do their thing, and they stay with the times. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. This guy, if he's a sales manager, he's a great leader. He must bring in the sales to make the company do well. Otherwise, they would get rid of him.
Right. Yeah. And he must know the business very, very well.
Very well, and has gets it. So, yeah, it's interesting.
All the insight, impressive. All the experience.
Sure.
He could pretty much label all the changes because he's been there for all of them.
All those changes through all those years.
Mm-hmm. And with those things, you got to get started really early. Like, you know, to have things like longevity on a job.
Yeah.
We were talking off the air about like longevity in marriages. You gotta get started really early. Like some of those people be like, we've been married for
60 years.
I mean, like you've been together since you were like tweens, right?
Exactly. Like very young.
Yeah.
And so you and I will never achieve that.
No.
Ever.
I'm not breaking
any record. I'll be lucky if I get to, you know, like I get to 10 the way I'm getting pooped.
Right.
I'm getting tired. No, I love him. It's just me. I'm getting tired. But, you know, with jobs are really interesting because jobs are, they're so interchangeable and you get a better offer and you go someplace else. And there's not many people that really feel passionate about what they do.
Yeah, and there's so much change in the economy as well.
But do you think he really felt passionate about it or he just had nowhere else to go?
I think he had to fall in love with it in some way.
Right.
It must have been the thrill of the sale, right?
Maybe
he's not into tiles, but you know, maybe you like,
but to
I don't
think
know.
That your mind frame stayed exactly the same from when you were 15 when you started something to continue going all the way till you're 100.
Well,
that's a lot.
Know, like, that is a lot. You start in a mailroom and you go, boy, really, that you want to achieve some goals and you get to those goals after a while.
Right.
I don't know what time when he became the sales manager, but that they got that job and he's still with that
It's not
job.
Like he became the CEO.
Like became so the CEO. Like, I mean, lucky you got out of the mailroom. There's probably not even a mailroom anymore.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Companies like are eliminating mailrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, set a goal. Try to stay there forever. Whatever job you're at right now. And that's a question.
Yeah.
How would you feel if the job you're driving to right now, you'd stay there forever? Someone just veered off the road. Like, what are you at? What are you talking about?
Now I feel overwhelmed. I can't do it. Yeah.
What? That I honestly want to know. Text 104536. If the job you're going to right now, you were there forever.
Yeah.
Would that be cool? Would you be okay with that?
Well.
Some may say yes. Some may.
I know.
I know. I didn't want to. I don't want any shedding any tears.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. Woo!
In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
Did my sister write this letter?
Oh, I don't know.
Is my
Did
sister
she?
Trolling us? I don't know. Oh, wise one. I'm going to read you what someone sent us, and you tell us how you think she should deal with this. You can do the same. You can text us your answer. Mother's Day is next week, and while I've already gotten a gift for my mom, as usual, my brother has done nothing. He always waits until the last minute, guilty, and then winds up just adding his name to my gift, and I'm sick of it. Yesterday, he called me and asked what we were getting her, and I told him he was on his own, and he needs to get mom his own gift. He says, I'm being ridiculous, and since we are both mom's kids, we should be doing this together. It sounds like a line I've used once or twice. I told him together doesn't mean me doing all the work and you getting the credit for it.
Yeah.
And he got mad at me. Am I wrong to expect him to put some effort into Mother's Day? How would you have handled it?
You're never going to get anything but what you have received before from your brother. Glad that you had that talk with your brother and said, listen, I'm doing this on my own. You do you. I do me. You're an adult now. I'm adult now. And I am tired of you getting all the credits, so I'm just going to do my thing. So he's not speaking to her? That's fine. That won't last forever. And if it does, well, what can I tell you? But the fact is, you're doing all the work. You gave it some thought. You present it to your mother, and he adds his name to the card. I don't know if he even helps pay for it. Does he say anything about that?
Doesn't say anything in this letter.
Yeah, I'd be tired of that, too. I'm with her on that.
May I ask a question
on
behalf of this bad son?
Yeah.
Maybe he could just chip in a couple bucks. Is that good enough? Well, some people, because I participate. I understand.
He probably doesn't.
I understand the plight. There are people in this world, old gifties over here, both Azalea and Marilyn. There are people in this world who really are not gift givers. I'm one of those people. I'm just not. It's not my jam. Like, I don't go out and pick up towels. Oh, I love the towels or whatever like that. I don't like any of that stuff. I'd rather throw some cash at you.
Well, first of all, towels was a problem.
Or I don't know. That just proves I don't know what I'm talking
really?
About.
Really? Point taken.
Because I just think of you guys walking through those stores like linens and things. Or
home
something.
Homesteads. Yeah, we go like that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the towels.
You know,
that's
you know
not
we
me
do?
At all.
You know what we would do? Would do like, oh, this would be, if I saw something that reminded me of Azalea, I would pick it up.
Nothing reminds me of you except your face. Nothing reminds me of you except your face.
So now let's talk about
got it. Thank you.
That's how I operate. And there were a lot of people in the world like that.
So I know. I understand that. I understand that. But they also know that they have to get their name on something to give to mom. And he's going like, this has been habitually the thing that he's done. And so he's just thinking as he's getting into adult, he's not adulting, that she'll do it. She says, you know what? I'm not doing it anymore. I think she was right on with that. Like, move forward. He's mad at you. Okay, so what? You're mad at him. You've been mad at him for a long time.
She seems like she's been heated about this.
Oh, yeah.
For
and
sure.
It's eating you up. And finally, you got the guts, because it takes guts.
Yeah.
To say, hey, I'm not doing this anymore. So, you know, do it on your own. And that's it.
It's been an issue. Okay.
It's been an ish.
Well, I would say Mother's Day gifts are not about getting credit. It's about making mom feel good. And if one person in the family is better at it than the other, just charge him. That's all. That's
you
what I
cannot charge.
I just say, hey, give me $20 toward the gift. She loves it.
Yeah.
She loves picking all the little flowers and all the little plates or whatever you do in those cutesy
Jamar,
stores.
You're being a little bit more giving than this guy. I don't think he does anything.
He probably doesn't.
And the fact that she's saying, I'm like, she's had it up to here, is that there's no contribution ever.
I know.
Hey,
right.
Hey, sis, can I give you $25 towards that? Nope.
And he just barges in like on the day of and says, hey, just put my name on the card.
I know. Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. Yeah. Oh.
I wish she could just charge him.
I love you, son. And the daughter's going, I'm the one that arranged.
Right. Exactly. So that's probably really what happened.
Exactly. So I think she's right on.
Okay.
But everybody has somebody in the family that's a bit of a thing.
Yeah, probably.
Moocher. But I mean, like, moocher.
A little bit of mooch, yeah, for sure.
But
for sure.
if your sisters, let's just say you're one of, there's four kids.
Three of us. Three of us, yeah.
Two girls, one. Uh-huh. You're the son, obviously. Do they call you up and say, hey, we're going to do this for Mom? Or do you do an individual? Just a curious thing.
No, I usually call them. And I say, hey, what are you guys doing for Mom for Mother's Day?
And then they say.
They say, this is what I had planned. I was like, okay, I'll throw you a couple bucks.
Nice.
What you should do.
That's lovely.
Yeah, and that's what I do.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Okay, you're more giving than this guy.
It's not saying a lot.
You're
though.
Just telling me.
It's not saying a lot.
Well, it's not. But at least you're giving.
I try.
You know.
The least, but I try.
No, we're A for effort.
I mean, if I found a keychain in Niagara Falls that had your name on it. Do I ignore it? I know.
You'll
you
never
say no.
find a Jamar at no, Niagara
but you,
Falls.
No, you never know. You never know. Jamal, I found. I can change.
I know. The times have changed.
But if I ever found something that I really thought was yours, is it worth me giving it to you or just saying, just don't bother?
Just send me a text. Say, hey, look what I saw. You can text it to me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Now we know.
Well, our love language is gift giving, clearly.
That's ours. Our love language.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now... the warmer side of the room. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
Everyone shows love differently.
Yeah, but he's not a good guy. He's not being good to his sister.
Oh, I thought we were back at Jamar.
No.
He's a good guy.
Baby, wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
We told you the story that was given to us by someone in the audience who's trying to figure out what to do with their brother. He always just puts his name on the Mother's Day gift, doesn't contribute at all. Just comes around like, hey, what are we getting Mom for Mother's Day? Right. Oh, yeah, just write my name on that. And she's tired of it. She said, this year, not again. She let him know that you're on your own.
Yeah.
I'm doing my thing. You're doing your thing. And now he's not talking to her.
Yeah, that's okay. Maybe that's a good break.
It might be. You know what she could also have done? If she wanted to be really passive aggressive, uh-huh. She'd be like, oh, I'm taking Mom to dinner. He can't put his name on that.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? You know, they say... You know, what moms really want is time spent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we want. So, you know, that would have been a good one. That would have
right,
been a good
right? one. Right, right? Because then, I mean, you can't...
But if he came to the dinner...
He just shows up to the dinner.
And he shows up to the dinner, and then the tab comes, and he doesn't contribute.
I know.
See, that's even worse.
I know.
I'm glad she put, you know, the stake in and said, okay, listen, you.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen anymore. And maybe I'll have time to reflect. He'll come up with something.
Yeah, this is probably a problem in a lot of homes with multi-siblings, you know? Maybe one person is the chairman or chairwoman of the gift-giving, and the others are just kind of like riding the coattails.
My sister, my late sister, funny, CEO of the family.
Sure.
And this is not sad, guys. When she left this planet, then we were all left to scratch.
The CEO left the company
and I was like, whoa. And we all had to take on different roles and it was really interesting.
Uh-huh.
Particularly, and this is not sad, it's life events, when my mother passed away. Uh-huh. And it was like, aha, you have this role and you have this role and you have this role. It was very interesting. You want to know what role I had?
What role did you have?
I will handle the lawyers, the doctors, and the minister.
Okay.
You do property.
Okay.
You do who gets the teacups. You do the history of the family, you know. And I also had to do the eulogy. But
very interesting to think.
Yeah, I'm the third child out of four.
Wow.
Right. It's just an interesting kind of, the roles that we play during our upbringing and then the roles that change when there's a life event that happens. And sometimes you just have to say to your siblings, while everything is great and you still have a mom, say, look, I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay.
And I'm tired of paying for it and you getting all the credit. It's about the credit.
It's about the credit.
You know? It's about the credit.
Okay. Just think about what you said on that fateful day. Maybe I'll handle the DJing. Can I DJ the... Can I DJ the
That's you thinking of something that you're good at, you're passionate about. You could do that.
I'll DJ.
You could have little sandwiches at the church with DJ.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
There it is.
But anyway, it really comes to the surface when that happens.
It sure does.
Anything you could do to save it before that happens would be very... May I give you that advice? You know, make the plan now.
Start early.
Yeah.
All right.
Chum 104.5. The morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
If you want to be perceived as a team player at the place of employment that you're heading to right now, you might want to turn around and change your clothes and tone it down a little
bit. Too much?
You might be doing too much.
Uh-oh.
According to a recent study, coworkers that wear fancy clothing are perceived to be less likely team players. And if you dress a little more modest or maybe just a little even more low-key, then you seem to be much more of a team player. In this study, they had people look through different social media profiles.
Yeah.
And they had people who were potential employers look at different social media profiles. They didn't tell them what to look for in the employee. They just said, would you hire this person? Would you hire this person? And over, people who seem to kind of assert more fashion sense, flaunt their wealth in their pictures, appear to be less team player-ish.
Oh.
And if you were just more modest, you seem like someone who is a little more caring of people and a little more of a neutral dresser.
You were kind of wearing the team uniform, which was neutral dresser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the converse of that is if you're looking for someone who's more competitive in the workplace, then you look for somebody who might be dressed a little more wealthy looking. If you want someone who's a more cooperative, then you look someone who dresses a little more neutral.
Okay, let's do a little survey around the room.
Sure.
I got my University of Idaho book bag.
Okay.
That's about 8 years old.
Yes.
A pair of pants that I've had for about 8 years.
Okay.
And a new pair of boots.
Okay. Team player.
I guess I am.
Team player.
Yeah, yeah. What about, you got your uniform on.
I've got my standard issue black hoodie.
Yeah.
The gray sweatpants.
Yeah.
And a pair of Adidas.
Okay, what about you, Azalea? How would you describe what you're wearing today?
An all brown ensemble.
Yeah.
High-waisted.
Ensemble. Ooh.
Jogging pants.
Okay.
And a seamless tee.
Okay. Team player.
I think there you're a team player.
Team player.
I think we look fine. But there's nobody like high fashion in this room right now.
Yeah, high fashion. Because I think when people dress in high fashion workplace, it seems like you want to stick out. And wanting to stick out can be perceived psychologically as someone who doesn't want to be part of the group.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily true.
No, but I can see that.
That's the perception.
But I always admire, back before the pandemic, I always admire people that came into work looking great.
Mm-hmm.
They have the makeup on, the hair is done, the clothes look pulled together, ironed. And I thought that they must be very organized. So I admire that.
Yes.
So I never look at them as not being a team player. I think they're pulled together. They do that really, really well. I don't know. Did you find that too?
Yeah. I mean, they say you're supposed to dress the part, you know, when you want to, you know, look like you got it together, you got to dress like you got it together. Clearly that's not what I'm going for. I'm going for the disheveled, like, I'm still trying to figure it out look.
Listen, when I first came into this job,
yes,
I used to dress up. I thought, well, it's Toronto, it's, you know, the morning show, whatever. Uh-huh. And then Roger Ashby said to me, you know, you don't have to do that anymore. Do what? You don't have to do that anymore.
All of that.
Okay. Next day, pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
Minus the zhuzh.
That's better.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I do, though, admire. I don't know, Zaley, do you mind that when you are downtown and you see a stunning woman or, like, you know, and I'm saying women because women like to look at other women and going, oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I never thought about putting that together with that. I'm always in great admiration of that.
Oh,
but
me
I'm not
too.
Working with them.
You know? Right.
Yeah.
I love looking on Instagram and seeing how somebody wears something. I'm like, wait, I have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Just we never thought of it
before. So a little bit, I get what the survey was all about, but I find it a little inspirational and aspirational when I see somebody dressing a little bit better than MD, which is not hard to do. Okay?
But they're not waking up at 3 a.m.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
It's tough. So,
okay.
Just something to think about.
Yeah.
Something to think about as you try to make an impression at work today.
Do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know, let me know.
Do you remember around this time last year, Drake partnered up with Uber Eats to give away his luxury candles?
Yes.
And
yes.
Both Miles and I got them?
Yes. Yes.
So you had to order from one of his favorite Toronto restaurants, and then you get a candle for free, which was a pretty great deal because these candles are super expensive. I mean, they're luxury candles, right? So now he's collaborating with Shoppers Drug Mart to sell all 5 cents. So this happened on Friday. So they were all in stores. People saw them this weekend probably. Because I don't know if it's a supposed to be a Mother's Day thing, but this is a pretty big collab for Drake. He's saying that it's so nice that he's able to put his candles in a store that he grew up shopping in.
Oh, kind of thing. That's nice. That's really nice.
There's 5 cents, which is the same ones from last year. Carby Musk, Sweeter Tings, Williamsburg Sleepover, Muskoka, and Good Thoughts.
Which one did you have?
Williamsburg Sleepover. So it's kind of like floral and woody. And I did light mine. But I don't have a lid all the time because it's not really a scent that I like. I like fruity scents, but it definitely smells like sexy man cologne.
Okay.
Sure. You weren't ready.
I wasn't ready for that,
And I mostly smelled it once I blew it out. It just, like, the scent of a man was, like, lingering.
Can you imagine walking into Azalea's house? It just smells like man all the time.
It just smells like man. Like,
what was happening
man?
Here?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. It was the long
sexy man cologne.
Yeah, that's what it smells like. It smells like expensive cologne. It really does. But it's described as floral and woody. But I don't know if I would say that. But anyways, it might be a good idea for mom if she loves Drake's and Drake and candles. So you can check that out. But from Drake to Rihanna. And I hate to say anything negative about Rihanna ever. I mean, this isn't about her, but it could be stressful for her. So if you missed it, a couple weeks ago, cheating rumors started to swirl. Someone made up a fib saying A$AP Rocky cheated with one of Rihanna's designers for Fenty. That was put to bed. But this weekend, a woman in the UK exposed her DMs between herself and A$AP.
No.
And he was inviting her to meet up with him and stuff like that. So she's 45. She's a mother of three. She looks like she's a workout guru kind of thing.
Yeah.
But her daughter actually made a TikTok showing the DMs.
Jeez.
So the screenshot that they put out, everyone was like, that's fake. That's not even what Instagram DMs look like. So even I thought, I was like, okay, that's obviously fake. But the mom didn't even know who A$AP Rocky was. She showed it to her daughter. She said, who is this guy? He has 14 million followers. He's verified. The daughter said, oh, that's Rihanna's boyfriend. So then I guess the daughter wanted to prove on TikTok that my mom's not lying. So she told her side of the story, which is exactly what I just told you. Mm. And then she kind of recorded her mom going through the DMs, clicking on his name, going to and it taking us to his page.
Wow.
So, I mean, it looks very real. I don't know if somebody was on his account. I mean, the DMs, it's not like it was a one-time thing. The DMs started December 2021, and the most recent was last month, early last month.
It's heavy.
So the DMs are odd. They're flirty. And he was in the UK at some point, and he said, you know, do you want to come? Like, I'll fly you out. You could be here by the time I get there.
No way.
Yeah, and she was I don't think I could do that. Like, no, we can't even travel.
No.
So that's what's happening right now. I mean, but Rihanna was at his concert this weekend. Belly on display as per usual, but she's probably not taking on the rumors, or maybe she didn't hear about it.
Yeah, I wonder if she's going to address any of this at some point at all.
It's hard to accept him
for who he is, and that's what he does.
Well, the timing, I mean, now, you know, they're expecting a child like any day now.
Right.
So I answered my own question. No, she's not going to answer this right now. I mean, she's going to, I mean, they're having a baby. She just released her new scent collection from Fenty.
Yes, she did yesterday.
Yeah, she's got a lot of things on her plate, like big ticket items on her plate right now.
Do you think culturally, perhaps, that is
the flirting?
Yeah.
Amongst Caribbean men?
I'm asking.
Caribbean
don't know.
Men don't
I will
cheat.
Say.
I got you guys. I got everyone. Caribbean men don't cheat.
Caribbean men don't cheat. So he says.
I got you, fellas.
I don't know about that. I mean, who knows?
I'm just doing a public service right now.
Don't come to me, y'all. But I'm going to say.
I'm looking at Jamar's eyes.
I'm just doing public service.
Culturally, absolutely, yes.
Okay.
This is
okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. Yeah. Chum 104.5.
Mother's Day is on the way. Reminder to those who needed one. Maybe you're ahead of the game.
You talking to yourself again?
No. I'm just, you know, making sure everyone is getting prepared. We've already started celebrating here at Chum 104.5, and all this week we'll be having different ways to celebrate mom or the mom in your life. This morning, we welcome to the show Jason. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Marilyn and Jamar.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
We're great. We want to hear about your mom.
Yeah, Jason entered a contest on the website where we asked you to talk about the mom in your life using a picture and a short description of what's going on in the picture and what that picture means to you. Jason gave us a picture of someone who is holding a baby over a baptismal font. The baby's getting its first blessing, the baptism, correct? Is that baby you, Jason?
That was me.
And is that mom holding you?
That's my mom.
Okay. Now, what does this picture mean to you? It's a wonderful, beautiful picture. What does it mean to you?
First of all, my mom, she left us when we were still very young.
Aww.
She had to work abroad with my dad because they wanted to break the cycle and give us a better future. She's always told us that she felt like she lost that special bond between a mother and her kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I speak for my sisters and I that we still love you, Mama, for everything you and Papa have sacrificed for us. It's because of you now that we have all the opportunities that you've always wanted for us. So thank you and happy Mother's Day, Mama.
Incredible.
Oh.
Incredible. Thank you for sharing that with us. And so many need to hear that because you know what? Your story is not unlike many other families. Where did your mom leave and go to?
They went to Japan for over a decade.
Wow. Over a decade. She missed so much of your childhood.
Yeah, she said that the love wasn't there when they first met us again.
Yeah.
But, you know, we worked through it, and now we're in a better place now.
That's so wonderful. What a contribution to the family.
A major sacrifice. Major
sacrifice.
Yeah. But as Jason says, he's greatly benefited. Him and the family have greatly benefited from that sacrifice.
Yeah.
A mother's love near and afar. So this morning, Jason, thank you for telling us that story about what your family, what you've gone through, and the love you have for your mother. So we've got a really cool gift for you.
We do. You've won a $500 vanilla Visa prepaid card, the perfect gift for mom to get exactly what she wants and deserves, available at Petro-Canada.
Thank you so much. I'm really sure my mom will enjoy this.
I'm sure she will. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate that. We all do. Happy Mother's Day to your mom and every mom out there.
Absolutely. I'm sure she enjoys the words.
Yeah.
And she'll definitely enjoy the gift.
That's another thing. Jason, can you do me a favor? Jason.
For sure.
Can you give her what you wrote to us? Can you make sure she sees that? Because it's written and it's really full of love. And I don't know. It's just a beautiful thing that she should see.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Bit of a foggy one today.
I'm saying this morning to you, all of you in this room, that it feels like the morning is going really fast. But I think what happens, too, when it's dark like this and kind of foggy,
mm-hmm.
I still feel it's like 7:30. And
yeah.
It's so not 7:30. It's 5 to 9 right now.
May have terrified somebody. But
I know. It's 5 minutes to 9 o'clock on Monday.
Do not
May
2nd. Imply that it's the wrong time.
But do you know what I mean?
I know.
I'm so used to this darkness for so long. I'm thinking, I've got a couple more hours to go on this show. But that is not the case.
Well, this is the part of the year where we get those showers that bring out the blooms.
That's right.
So good stuff is on the way.
Yeah.
You know, the cherry blossoms are getting ready to do their thing.
They're doing that. Daffodils are coming up and all that stuff. Hey, good luck to the wonderful Maple Leafs tonight as they go against the Tampa Bay Lightning. We wish them well. Come on. Win, win, win.
Please. Win, win, win.
Come on.
Please.
Yeah. Go Leafs, go.
Go Leafs, go. That's it. I'll be in bed when they play. Hoping that the results are good when I wake up. Do you guys do that too? Go to bed and you wake up the next day. I saw the game. I didn't see.
No, I opened my phone and I go, what am I going to see? What score am I going to see?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Look for either the win or the carnage.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.